Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Time for our Friday regulars. In a moment, Simon Dinopoulos and Brad Gray will join us with their tips for TAB Everest Day. Let's have a look at Caulfield with Peter Ellis first. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. And while we've got rain here, you've got glorious weather down there.
Yeah, no, the track should be perfect. Caulfield's been racing extremely well. It's amazing how strong the meeting is, considering that it's also a top-class meeting in Sydney. So it's worked pretty well. That's for sure. But you're looking forward to Caulfield tomorrow.
All right, let's go through these four or five feature races. The 1,000 Guineas, how's it going to play out tomorrow, race six?
Yeah, I think the Sydney horses, we saw it last week, they dominated the mares, won the 1,400 in the sprint. Invincibella, Sabatano, Quinella, the last rain, he should have won. And, of course, the youngster runs second and Winks of Ilias won. So I think it'll be the same tune. Smart Melody, slight query of the trip. She gets a brilliant run just behind them. Of course, she won the prelude easy enough. She's 5 for 5. Thought Eldorado Dreaming won the sires and was probably in the wrong part of the track. Unlucky in the Champagne, one run back, a very good third to Smart Melody. So a big danger. Fiesta also comes through that Sydney form. She's always about the money. Of course, Dale in the last stride by her hood. She's trying to get the perfect run. I thought Peaceful, the Kiwi, won a couple of listed races in New Zealand before running a Plymouth last week. Just run into a traffic jam there, back against Billy's drawn better. So she gets a nice run on 5-1, 2 and 13.
Righto, the Group 1 Toorak over the mile there at Caulfield. Is there good, genuine pace?
Yeah, there will be speed, Andrew, no doubt about that, as there normally is when you've got a horse carrying, the 52 kilos. Always a tough race. Again, I'm with the Sydney sider, Shillelagh. She's back in form. Charged home there in the Epsom. That was the second run back. Of course, she's good left-handed. She was very unlucky in the Tristark at this meeting last year. Then she went to the Kennedy Mile and won that, the Group 1 at Flemington. I thought Jungle Cap was probably the danger. He's got very good form overseas. He's won his last four, including a Group 1 in Dubai. I thought he was tough in the Rupert Clark. Query the trip, I suppose, but gets a good run. Noir, an inform mare from the Waller camp. She was unlucky behind the stable motor, Frank, that form in the Scirocco, then won the Shannon. Thought Waging War, he's come back very well. No luck the other day, and his winner at Caulfield over the mile. If you're looking for one at 66-1, I thought Ratapole had some chance. Two runs back all right, and has shown good ability in the past. So I'm with, in the Toorak, 4, 2, 10, 17 and 15 a chance at odds.
15 a chance. All right. The Caulfield Stakes, race 8. A lot of these horses preparing for the Caulfield Cup, and a lot of interest in Unforgotten.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite. She's a top class mare, of course. Certainly looking for the 2,000. She charged home behind Haim in the Binary when she got out to 2,000 last prep and won the Oaks. Big run in the Epsom. Got Mike Cliffs of Moa, the danger. Of course, he was. Was runner-up in an English Derby, had good juvenile form. His last start third, the Roaring Lion, who's probably the benchmark horse in England this year, only needs to repeat that to be the one to beat here. D'Argento, Awkward Gate, nailed last stride in the Epsom. Of course, when he got out to 2,000, he's only started 2,000. He did win the Rose Hill Guineas, and Humidor hit the line hard, and the Underwood, of course, run second of Winks last year in the Cox Plate. So I'm 12, 5, 10 and 2.
The Caulfield Guineas for the boys, and obviously the one filly in the race, Uhu, this year for Tony McAvoy.
Yeah, and of course she got out to the mile. That's obviously the key to her, to win a breaker maiden there in the Flight Stakes, albeit in a blanket finish. I'm with the favourite. I can't see him being beaten. Only needs to get around Caulfield. That shouldn't be an issue. It's not a vintage Guineas. He should be unbeaten. He just charged home first up in the Stan Fox and won the Golden Rose from an impossible position almost, so... he does look to win. I thought Jim Song, one of Chris Lee's, good effort in the Dulcify, out the back, just peaked on his run with a 59. They went around 53 there. Native Soldier, query at the trip, but does love Caulfield, probably gets a soft lead, and a hood, the filly. And I thought Outrageous had a chance at a big odds for those taking first fours, and even the Paul Perry trained, where are we... Ragged Rascal was good first up and just got back in a sprint home the other day. It's just 50 or 60 to 1 chance, but thought it was a good thing. The 1, 6, 2 and 15.
Okay, and in the last race, I know the Herbert Power creates so much interest. Odeon's your tip here, the 10 to beat 8, 9 and 7. 10, 8, 9 and 7 in the Herbert Power. But by gee, you sound like you're really all over the autumn sun.
Yeah, I think he'll win, Andrew. He should be able to get evens, I'd imagine, on the day. So he's a tad of odds on at the minute, but he just gets a nice run midfield and just should be too good for them. So
I tell you when we might get the $2 or a bit better is midday in the early birds when they open today with the tab. The early bird specials kick in from midday until 8, so there'll be a lot of people hanging out for that time with the autumn sun today. Pete, good luck down there. I hope it's a really good day for racing.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.